Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, October 26th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Horrible shooting in Maine. New Speaker of the House. Trump fined again. Strike almost over. And congressman charged with a crime. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message today. But first, a horrible mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, about 2 hours north of Boston. Over 20 people killed. Shots fired in three different locations. A shelter-in-place order was issued for all the residents of the city, around 30,000 people. The suspect previously spent 2 weeks in a mental health facility after he made threats about shooting a National Guard facility. Congressman Mike Johnson been named the new Speaker of the House. If you're a social and fiscal conservative, this seems like a huge win, considering it was headed towards maybe some Republicans defecting to the Democrats and letting the Democrats pick a speaker. He's a congressman from Louisiana, used to work for the Alliance Defending Freedom, a very pro-life, pro-religious freedom legal group. Relatively unknown, so the left is frantically pulling up as much opposition research as they can find to smear him with it. He said in his first House speech, "I believe that scripture and the Bible is very clear that God is the one who raised up each of you, and God has allowed us to be brought here to this specific moment in time." Trump fined again for violating his gag order. This is in the trial that's maybe the silliest of all of his court cases. The claim is that he inflated the value of his properties to get loans from banks. But the judge put a gag order on him and just fined him $10,000 because he spoke to reporters outside the courtroom. And the judge told him, "Don't do it again or it'll be worse." UAW workers still on strike 41 days, but it seems like Ford and the union have reached a tentative agreement. 16,600 workers are on strike for Ford, and they would be paid a 25% pay increase. The strike continues for the two other American union car companies. Last month, you may remember, Congressman Bowman from New York pulled the fire alarm in the House office building in order to delay a vote. Pulled the fire alarm, but his excuse was it wasn't intentional. He was just very confused about how doors work. Well, he was charged with a misdemeanor, falsely pulling a fire alarm, up to 6 months in jail. He won't get any, of course. He'll pay a fine. But the police have made the point that if you accidentally pulled the fire alarm, why did you walk right past Capitol Hill police officers without telling them that you're the one who did it? No word on if anyone has yet taught the congressman how doors work since the incident. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, if you want to understand why American society is declining so quickly, consider New York City, where more than 36% of school children are chronically absent from class. the stat is almost impossible to comprehend even if you did well in math. More than one-third of all the students in NYC public schools rarely show up. And absolutely no one is doing anything about it. Obviously, the derelict parents don't give a whit about their kids. That could never have happened in my house or most likely yours. The disobedient child would have been disciplined. But today, there is little societal punishment for anything. Social disorder is accepted by progressive government, responsible parenting not even encouraged in many places. The result is a permanent underclass of criminals. You see it now. Young males eagerly entering into violent drug gangs where criminal acts are a way of life. Most of these miscreants are unable to earn a living or even utter a comprehensive sentence. They're covered with tattoos, communicate using constant obscenities, and could not care less who they harm. Sell fentanyl? Bring it on. This is urban America today. Again, who is doing anything about it other than good people in social occupations? Any politician bringing it up? Not that I know of. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. Lauren Patrick, Boca Raton, Florida. O'Reilly, thank you for your coverage on Israel. I feel so hated by the media as a Jewish American. Thank you for making me feel understood. I've always been a fan, but now you are basically my hero. Well, I appreciate that, Lauren, but you might, some perspective for you, okay? 70% of Americans support Israel. That's a big number, 70% according to polls. Number two, the media always does the negative thing, always. And the progressive far left hates Israel. So you combine the two, and that's why you're getting what you're getting. Number three, there is anti-Semitism. There is. There's no doubt about it. But most Americans, particularly Christians, really despise that. So I'm glad you're watching, Lauren. I hope that is a little bit of comfort. Kathleen, concierge member, I believe any person in Congress who spews hatred and defends Hamas should be ousted from office. There's no mechanism for that. I mean, you can't just oust somebody from Congress. They have to be voted out by their constituents or violate the law. You can't just kick them out. Vit Sochidal, Vancouver, Canada. Hey, Bill, in today's memo, you said Israel must comply with the Geneva Convention if they enter the terrorist-infested Gaza. I do not think that Hamas savages bother to comply with the convention while murdering civilians. But I don't understand the letter. You're not saying that Israel should act like Hamas, Vit. I know you're not. You're a longtime watcher of this program. You don't sink to that level. You've got to maintain your righteousness. Now, 100% Israel has to destroy Hamas, but it should be done surgically. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 22 years ago today, President George W. Bush signed the Patriot Act into law. The anti-terror legislation gave the government broad powers to protect American citizens. It is also one of the most controversial bills ever passed by Congress. Here is the story. Just days after 9/11, the White House rushed to thwart future terror plots. The CIA believed about 250 Islamic terrorists were already hiding inside the United States. Congressional leaders and the Bush administration drafted the USA Patriot Act, an acronym for Uniting and Strengthening America, by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism. The bill would allow the domestic surveillance of U.S. citizens, create the Department of Homeland Security, and permit the indefinite detention of terrorist suspects without due process. For the first time in history, intelligence between the CIA and FBI could be shared. Both agencies were given access to Americans' personal, financial, and travel records. While most lawmakers voted for the bill, the Patriot Act faced criticism from some Republicans and Democrats. Civil rights activists worried it would curtail personal liberties and give the executive branch too much power. Well, since its passage, many provisions have expired, but some do remain in place. The question, though, is, did the Patriot Act prevent terror attacks? Well, according to the FBI, the legislation helped stop at least 50 plots inside the USA. In 2004, the FBI director, Robert Mueller, defended the bill before Congress, saying, quote, "The Patriot Act has proved extraordinarily beneficial in the war on terrorism and has changed the way the FBI does business," unquote. Most counter-terror experts today say the legislation is still effective in thwarting major terror plots, but it does little to stop lone wolf attacks like the Boston Marathon bombing. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.